on the ball there on the second down that last drive?
Yeah, I'd like to have it back.
Was that a check or was that the play call was a run?
Yeah, I'd just like to have the play back.
What do you think Mason's range was to do that last drive?
That was right at the edge of it.
Did Tyrod give you explanation on the fumble in the first half when you had the fourth and one?
Yeah, just fumbled it. I did a lot of good stuff, and you know, a couple plays here or there we'd like to have back.
What happened on the 2-point conversion play?
What happened? Yeah. He just missed it. We had Saquon. He just short-armed it a little bit.
Top of the decision there, obviously you're going to kick it, and then the change that.
Yeah, Ben was on the one, like the call we had. Just came up a little short.
What do you think overall the play of your veterans? You know, Saquon dropped a pass, Tyrod missed a couple of passes, and Dory on the tackle. What do you think overall just the way some of your vets played today?
Yeah, I thought everybody competed and just came up a little short.
Right, how frustrating was it to have so many big plays called back by penalties? It seemed like every time you guys got a positive, it was sort of counterweighted by a negative.
How frustrating was it? Yeah. Wish we didn't get the penalties.
You ever start a game like that where you had two penalty challenges that you won?
Nope.
I keep going back to it on that Saquon run. Could you have like jumped in and vetoed it and kind of changed the play call at all before it got to that point of being run?
Yeah, I'd just like to have it back.
And it was the second down play. I mean, could you have run a play or did you have to spike it there?
Yeah, look, we competed to the end. A few plays here or there that obviously like to have back.
Dave, what did you think of Belton's play stepping in after Pinnock was injured?
Yeah, made some nice plays. The ball finds him. You know, did in training camp, and a good example of a player that, you know, wasn't starting, that's ready to go, and stepped in and did a nice job.
Dave, did you use the timeouts on defense in that spot? Was it just circumstance where you were, field position? I mean, I know you don't see a 94-yard punt return coming, but any regrets in that spot to not hold on to one of the timeouts?
No.
What do you take away from a game where your team makes so many plays, but has mistakes that result in a loss?
Well, I think that's like any game. I mean, there's plays that we had and mistakes, and got to overcome some of the mistakes. And everybody, we can just do a better job. Starting with me, thought they competed well, came up a little short. There's so many opportunities throughout that game. We just came up a little bit short on.
On the third down play, before the field goal, did it seem like Tyrod had a chance to get the ball to Wandale?
I look at the tape, Paul.
What do you say to the guys after a game?
Thought they competed hard. Finish it up until the end, and it's never a good feeling to lose a game. Put a lot into it. Came up a few plays short.
You did have about a half a minute left there. Do you have any thought on going for a fourth down again, trying to get a little closer?
On the missed field goal? No, we're going for the field goal.
What is Tyree's injury, Dave?
I don't know. I don't think it's good. He was hurting pretty good. I mean, but it's a knee. I know that. That's what he was. He was in a lot of pain out there. But I haven't talked to the doctors. All good. Anything else?
What makes Dane good at turning the ball over? I mean, I know some of them are over.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, he has a good knack for being around the ball. Like you said, he's. OTAs, training camp, things like that. He's usually, you know, uncanny ability to be around the ball. It's a good thing.